Immigration reform heavy on farmers' minds. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. The debate over immigration reform will soon be at the forefront again of discussion in the U.S. Senate, and Tennessee and American farmers will once again be tracking that debate because of their dependence on seasonal agricultural workers. And as Brenda Curtis reports, Secretary of Agriculture Mike Johanns knows the importance as well.
I am very, very hopeful that we can get comprehensive immigration reform through the process.
Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns telling reporters in Chicago he hopes whatever procedural problems are holding up passage of the immigration reform legislation are resolved, because Johanns said this issue is so important to agriculture.
Seasonal workers are a part of agriculture. These are the workers that go out and do the harvest and the planting and the cultivation and all of the hard work. In the state where I came from, the state of Nebraska, we were, I think, the largest beef processing state in the United States. If you went into a beef processing plant, easily 85-90% of the workers would be Hispanic.
Johanns said he had some optimism that immigration reform would be completed. In Chicago, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.
Now, Senate Ag Committee Chairman Saxby Chambliss has introduced an amendment to the immigration bill that would prevent agriculture from paying a higher wage rate than every other industry.
In the Senate bill right now, you have a higher minimum wage for agriculture than every other industry. There's no justification for that. If it's high enough for everyone else, it should be high enough for agriculture.
American Farm Bureau Labor Specialist Austin Perez says the current guest worker program for agriculture has about a $10 minimum wage, while other industries, it's only about $6.50. Perez says if the wage rate is not fixed, we could see much more ag production moving overseas. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.